So we're holding Be'ez Hashem Klal Zayin Din Yud Aleph, and the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that that one of the times that there would be a possibility to be able to believe Lashon Hara is in a case where there are Dvarim Nikarim. Whereas there is strong circumstantial evidence that it's actually true what's being said. So the Chofetz Chaim says, V'davkin Heim Nikarim Mamish. That's only if it's really Nikar, it's really, you see clearly that the circumstantial evidence is really pointing to the fact that the person is guilty. That it reaches the story itself, meaning that it's exactly what we're talking about. You saw it yourself. But if it's more distant from this, it's something that seems like that. Or he didn't see the actual evidence, but rather he just heard it from someone else, then it doesn't help that somebody else says that he saw circumstantial evidence, because even if that person himself, Mamish, saw it, it will be us of me to be makabel, because I can't take on what this person is saying negative about somebody just because the person said it, unless I myself realize the circumstantial evidence. And he says, "Vida ta'afilu dvar manikor mamish, einu moyel rak linyan shaydezeh yemuta lahamid ba'atzmas adav Hashem sapim lo." If you see very serious circumstantial evidence that this person did something wrong, and as he said before, we're only talking about something where it's clearly an aveira that there wouldn't be any justification or any moyer hetta for the person to do it. So all it accomplishes is that you yourself have a right to believe it. But as far as now, to tell it further, lo mahani, it doesn't help. Why? Even if you yourself see the person mamash eating treif, so we learn the fact that a person did it one time, you don't have a right now to go ahead and tell it to someone else. That's first of all. V'da'oid, the b'chol eifin, also lismay chalhet zeh, that even if there's mamish really circumstantial evidence, that doesn't help in order to cause you to, this person should have a loss of money, or that you should be able to hit him in order to get him to admit, as we'll see in a minute. So it's interesting to note that the Chofetz Chaim brings the Gemara that we grew up on in Eilat Metzias, and the Gemara says that the Gemara, he says Kasha on himself. I'm saying that even if there's circumstantial evidence, you don't have a right to go and hit somebody or cause a guy loss of money because of that. All it is that now you can believe that what was said about this person is true. So he says, Ve'im lahakshas al seh mihad armini b'bob metziah. In Lamed Aleph he says, you know, in b'bob metziah, the Gemara says, D'mar zutra chasida ignev le'kosa d'kaspe miyushpiza. Rav Zutra chasida was by this estancia, by this, so to say, hotel, and a silver cup was stolen. And he saw that one of the students was wiping his hands on somebody else's coat. Omar hainu hai. That's the ganav. Because you see, he's wiping his hands on somebody else's jacket. That's the man. So the Gemara says, they tied him up, or they forced him, and he admitted. And the Rush says, that what they did is they hit him with sticks. So that's the story. So it says Mufurish that Marzutra saw something which, at best, we would even call a shtickel shvacha, circumstantial evidence. And he says, and because of that, it says that they beat him until he admitted he stole it, and then they got the silver cup back. So he says, Alma demutal hakas chaveira de hashora shalom den das vulvat. Chavetz mefurish gemara, not like the Chavetz Chaim. Not good news. So the Chavetz Chaim says, Eino, it's a mistake. The hakli, first of all, lo yishal marzutra haya. This silver cup, it wasn't his, and he was looking, who took my silver cup? Ela shalushpizei haya kirapirish rashi, that it belonged to somebody else. It belonged to the innkeeper. V'chein pershin bugi yosef. Like this in the Rif. So that's worst of all. Umarzutra Chasida didn't die in Hoya B'davazet. Marzutra Chasida didn't act as an individual here, that just he told his Talmidim. But he was actually a Dayan. And Bezdin has a right to hit somebody in order if they feel that there's some problem over here. Bezdin is makin v'einshin, even Shalemin Adin. And he says, v'hu Adin im lo'haro marzutra ba'atzma, even if marzutra didn't see it, rak shabo eidim ve'idu lefnei Bezdin, k'maisa d'chazam marzutra, also he would accept it and hit him. And he says, that's only mutar l'fisha, if the dayanim feel that there's something serious here. And he brings a raya, he brings a raya that this is talking about taka al zbezdin, but not because of a yachid. And Amela, the Chavetz Chaim continues, and he says, in Sif Yud Gimel, ulefamim nitin meshus lebezdin b'mitzerich shah. And sometimes Bezdin has a right because of the need of the moment. Somebody comes crying and says, somebody stole something from me. And this person feels that circumstantial evidence, he stole it. And the Bezdin themselves see that circumstantial evidence, or the witnesses testify. Then, since Bezdin himself knows the circumstantial evidence, then Bezdin has a right to hit in order that he should admit. But for an individual, or even for a Bezdin, unless the Bezdin itself knows the circumstantial evidence by themselves, there is no right. So the Chavetz Chaim then asks the other kasha. But L'chaira, with washing his hands, that he dried his hands in somebody else's jacket, doesn't seem to be Devarim Nikarim, that this guy is the Ganav. So he says, this comes from a Maisa Demar Zutra, that a Bezdin has a right to do it. He says, Umashe Kosafti Bifnim, V'hu Mishar B'vadi V'Devarim Nikarim Mamish, says, I said you need Mamish strong circumstantial evidence. After Shamba Maisa de Mazutra, it says that he saw he was drying his hands, and he says, L'chaira, the fact that he dried his hands in somebody else's jacket doesn't exactly make him into an Al Capone. That this guy, there's no question, this is the man. So he says, Pashat L'idami Klal in your name. He says, you have to know how to learn, and the Chavetz Chaim Baruch Hashem did. So he says, the Hotsam Alikos of a Rush, do you do a Hoya She'ach Mibnei Abai is Gunbai? The Rush says, we knew there was somebody in this household, somebody who is here now who stole it. Vim came, since on the other Bnei Bayis, there was no sign at all that they had any guilt, and therefore they were Becheskes Cherim. Therefore, when you see in one person a sign that this guy doesn't care about money, therefore it's considered Dvarim Nikarim. He says, Mashen Kane, in a case where I would see, let's say I know something got stolen, and now I see somebody dry his hands in somebody else's jacket. So that doesn't show that he's the Ganav, because there could be, unfortunately, another 1,000 people here who do the same thing or worse, that they dry their hands also in somebody else's jacket. And therefore, if we're talking about, in other words, the reason why the Rush says that it was known that it was one of the people in the household was because only when you have a pool of 5 people and you know these are all, you know, Talmidim, and only one of them we see makes a reyesa that he dries his hands in somebody else's jacket, then you know that's the man. That's considered strong circumstantial evidence. But if I would just see, I know something is missing, and then I go and I see somebody dry his hands in somebody's jacket, that the fact that he does it, there could be 1,000 people who do it, and the pool of who may have done this could be 1,000 people. And therefore, he says, therefore, it doesn't help. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim continues with what he feels is something which is a common error, which hopefully we'll see Be'ez Hashem Sunday.